I would like to count down. I'll do a quick 10 instead of a slow 5.
Okay,
it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up everything Streamiverse, from them being a Quibi fan podcast to now being a Spite podcast. We will be there, whatever the pivot may be. Here's what's happening on Streamiversity today.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Streamiversity.
Where we educate you as we are simultaneously being educated.
Snaps to that. I don't know if you can pick up my snaps on the microphone, but I'm snapping. So we gave ourselves a homework assignment. I don't recall if we even talked about it on the air or if it was in the teacher's lounge.
Either way, we did assign ourselves homework.
And we did our homework assignment.
Yeah, I did extra credit even more than you.
Oh, you little son of a gun. Okay, yeah. Well, our homework assignment was we listened to the interview with Wesley Lowery, who's a journalist and correspondent for the 60 Minutes on Quibi show. And I watched it. I watched the episode that Wesley was talking about, covering things that are happening in Minnesota, things that are happening in other parts of the country in reaction to the killing of George Floyd and Black Lives Matter movement gaining some more attention and some more momentum. And then I also watched the episode where they talked about everybody on the team getting coronavirus.
Right. I went ahead and because Quibi is annoying, it showed me the newest episode first. So I watched one even that you couldn't watch because you don't have Quibi, but it showed me that one first. So I had to retroactively watch the first two episodes.
Okay.
So yeah, I watched one.
Still don't have Quibi. I watched those on YouTube.
Exactly. Lucky it dropped on YouTube too. I watched an episode where they talk about that AI therapy person. You know, you've been seeing the ads for, do you need someone to talk to? We have artificial intelligence.
What?
That can talk to you. Yeah, it's a real deal.
I have not heard of this. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I have not heard this advertised on any podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
I do hear advertised the service that's saying it's licensed real mental health counselors, that if you sign up for this service, you can talk to them in video or phone or text them anytime you want. It's not that.
It is not that, because they literally made an artificial intelligence that's kind of like a chat bot, replica. So Replica with a K-A at the end is the app they were covering specifically. Replica comes from, I believe, a woman in Australia invented it when her bestie, one of her close friends, passed away. And she had thousands and thousands of chats, like text messages from him. So in order to cope with his death, she somehow created a program that would take his inflection and the way he typed words and vocabulary and formed ideas and jokes and things. It took that artificial intelligence and made it so when you talk to him, this AI version of him, it was very similar to talking to the real McCoy.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then she realized it had application in the real world because people all over the world started talking to her best friend that had passed away through this app. And so she's like, well, if people like it so much, we're going to start a service where you could just have someone to talk to, like, good morning. And they will say, hey, good morning. How are you doing? And you know it's a robot, and yet it doesn't matter.
So did you appreciate the journalism and the storytelling in that show?
100%. They even came out with, most recently, a 3D animation version of your friend that you could kind of Pokemon Go style it into your living room. And so they're already toying with an idea of having it be more real for you. It was definitely something out of Black Mirror. I have seen the episode where they cover this exact same thing, where it starts with a chatbot, but then as technology progresses, you get an android of your dead relative or friend shipped to your door.
I mean, it sounds like an episode of Red Dwarf, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, no. Yeah, so that was my third episode, which was what I watched first.
I really have nothing to say about the episodes other than, like, they're great. It was like, if you've watched 60 Minutes, if you like 60 Minutes, it's the exact same quality as those, which is basically what Danielle and Rob said when they were interviewing Wesley Lowery, is everything is up to par with the 60 Minutes that's been on the air for, like, 45 years at this point.
Exactly.
Or however long that show's been around.
I mean, I want to say they might have surpassed their 50-year anniversary. Who knows?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I do have to agree with Danielle when it comes to the name. We didn't really remember what the name was earlier in our podcast, but it is called 60 in 6. And I do have a quibby quibble with that, which is the same as Danielle. They're not 6 minutes. They're like 8 minutes or nine. So when you're going to call it 60 in six, don't lie.
Right. Good point. Yeah.
Exactly.
Also, because when they, yeah, I thought, wow, 6 minutes really went by quickly. And before I even watched the two different stories, I thought, really, 6 minutes enough time for a standard 60 minute segment? The depth that they go into with covering an issue and bringing some voice to something. So, okay. So they're really more like 8 or 9 minutes long. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. They were fooling us, but I get the idea they wanted the alliteration 60 in six.
Plus two.
Yeah. They could have done that. They could have been honest. They're journalists, for goodness sakes. Yeah, they all got coronavirus, which was interesting.
Yeah.
Only because they were just, like, aggressively, journalistically traveling everywhere, spreading it. Like.
Oh, yeah. It definitely happened during that period of time when people knew something was going on but didn't understand the magnitude of what was going to happen. So, okay, yeah. Again, same with that episode. I was like, okay, great.
Nice.
Got to learn a bit more about the team. We probably would not have learned as much about the people that are behind the scenes on the 60 and 6 team. So,
right.
Met the gang that way.
Yeah, the Scooby gang, if you will.
But I mean, I really have, like, no other thoughts other than just, like, yep, great quality journalism. Good on you, Quibi.
Good on you, Quibi. I definitely will watch it, but it is not. That's the problem. We always boil it down to this problem. It's not enough for me to want to pay the monthly subscription fee for Quibi just to get 60 and 6.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And even I'm thinking about a recent episode of Streamiverse where Rob talks about how he had this desire to find out what was going on with the headlines, and he was like, wait a second, they have the Daily Essentials on Quibi, and he watched it, but then he was like, I don't really think I need it.
Right.
Okay, that's it for today.
Yeah, we need to go. Oh no, Streamiversity is over for today.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes. Rate, subscribe, and share with your favorite Streamiversity scholars.